Have you ever wondered who wrote the Bible and how these authors were divinely inspired? What if I told you that the Bible, though penned by human hands, carries the unmistakable mark of God's own spirit? Join me on a journey of faith and discovery as we delve into the lives of the men who wrote the Holy Scriptures and explore how they were moved by the divine to create a timeless testament of God's love and salvation. The Bible, while a collection of books written by various authors over centuries, has a single divine author, God Himself. 2 Timothy 3:16, ESV declares, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." This verse reminds us that the Scriptures are not merely human words, but the very breath of God, intended to guide and transform us. The process of divine inspiration is a mystery, but it is clear that God used the unique personalities, experiences, and styles of the human authors to convey His eternal truths. These men were not passive instruments. Rather, they were active participants in God's plan, writing with their own voices, yet under the divine guidance of the Holy Spirit. This dual authorship, human and divine, ensures that the Bible speaks to every generation with authority and relevance. From Moses to John, the biblical authors were often ordinary people called to extraordinary tasks. They were shepherds, kings, prophets, fishermen, and scholars, each chosen by God for a specific purpose. Through their writings, we see the unfolding of God's redemptive plan, revealing His character, His promises, and His unfailing love for humanity. Moses is traditionally credited with writing the first five books of the Bible, known as the Pentateuch: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. His unique calling began at the burning bush, where God commissioned him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. This moment marked the beginning of Moses' journey as both a leader and a prophet. The Pentateuch lays the foundation for the entire Bible, introducing us to the creation of the world, the fall of man, and God's covenant with His chosen people. Through Moses' writings, we witness the mighty acts of God, from the parting of the Red Sea to the giving of the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. Each event is a testament to God's power and His desire to dwell among His people. Moses' role as a mediator between God and Israel highlights the importance of obedience and faith. His writings emphasize the holiness of God and the need for His people to be set apart. Through laws, rituals, and narratives, Moses conveyed the principles that would shape the identity and destiny of Israel, pointing ultimately to the coming of the Messiah. The historical books of the Old Testament, from Joshua to Esther, were written by various authors to record the history of Israel. These books provide a detailed account of the conquest of Canaan, the establishment of the monarchy, and the challenges faced by God's people. Each author wrote with a purpose, capturing both the triumphs and failures of Israel's journey. Joshua, the successor of Moses, authored the book that bears his name. Under his leadership, the Israelites entered the Promised Land, experiencing the fulfillment of God's promises. The book of Joshua chronicles these events, emphasizing the importance of faith and obedience in claiming God's blessings. Samuel, Nathan, and other prophets contributed to the books of Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles. These writings highlight the reigns of Saul, David, Solomon, and subsequent kings, illustrating how their faithfulness or disobedience to God impacted the nation. Through these narratives, we see the consequences of turning away from God and the blessings of following His commands. The wisdom literature of the Bible, including Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon, offers profound insights into the human condition and the pursuit of godly wisdom. These books, written by different authors, explore themes of suffering, praise, practical living, and love, each contributing to our understanding of God and His ways. King David, known for his deep devotion to God, penned many of the Psalms. These heartfelt prayers and songs express a wide range of emotions, from despair to exaltation, providing comfort and encouragement to believers throughout the ages. David's transparency in his relationship with God invites us to approach the Lord with honesty and trust. Solomon, David's son, is credited with writing Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. His wisdom, granted by God, is evident in his teachings on life, morality, and the fear of the Lord. Proverbs offers practical advice for righteous living, while Ecclesiastes reflects on the meaning of life and the pursuit of true fulfillment. Song of Solomon celebrates the beauty of marital love, symbolizing the relationship between God and His people. The major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, were called by God to deliver powerful messages of judgment and hope to Israel and the surrounding nations. Their writings, filled with vivid imagery and profound revelations, reveal God's sovereignty, justice, and mercy, as well as His plan for redemption through the coming Messiah. Isaiah's prophecies are among the most quoted in the New Testament, particularly regarding the birth, life, and death of Jesus Christ. Known as the Messianic prophet, Isaiah spoke of a suffering servant who would bear the sins of many, Isaiah 53. His visions of a new heaven and new earth, Isaiah 65:66, provide hope for a future where God's kingdom is fully realized. Jeremiah, often called the weeping prophet, lamented the sins of Judah and the impending destruction of Jerusalem. His book is a poignant reminder of the consequences of turning away from God, yet it also offers hope through the promise of a new covenant, Jeremiah 31:31-34. Despite his suffering, Jeremiah remained faithful to his calling, exemplifying perseverance in the face of adversity. The 12 minor prophets, though shorter in length, deliver powerful messages of repentance, judgment, and restoration. Each prophet addressed specific issues relevant to their time, yet their messages transcend their historical context, speaking to the timeless need for repentance and faithfulness to God. Hosea's life and ministry illustrate God's enduring love for His unfaithful people. Through his marriage to Gomer, Hosea demonstrated the pain of betrayal and the beauty of forgiveness, mirroring God's relationship with Israel. His prophetic words call us to return to the Lord, who desires steadfast love and not sacrifice. Hosea 6:6. Amos, a shepherd and fig tree farmer, delivered a message of social justice and divine judgment. His call for righteousness and justice to roll down like waters, Amos 5:24, challenges us to live lives of integrity and compassion. Amos reminds us that true worship of God involves caring for the oppressed and marginalized. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John present the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, each from a unique perspective. These four accounts provide a comprehensive picture of the Savior, highlighting His teachings, miracles, and ultimate sacrifice for humanity's salvation. Matthew, a former tax collector, wrote his gospel with a focus on Jesus as the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. He emphasizes Jesus' role as the promised Messiah and King, connecting the dots between the Hebrew Scriptures and the life of Christ. Through Matthew's account, we see the continuity of God's redemptive plan from Abraham to Jesus. Mark's Gospel, believed to be based on the teachings of the Apostle Peter, is characterized by its brevity and action-oriented narrative. Mark presents Jesus as the suffering servant, emphasizing his deeds and the urgency of his mission. This gospel encourages us to respond swiftly to the call of discipleship and to recognize Jesus as the Son of God. Luke, a physician and companion of Paul, authored both the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. His writings provide a detailed and orderly account of Jesus' life and the early church, highlighting the work of the Holy Spirit and the spread of the gospel from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. The Gospel of Luke emphasizes Jesus' compassion for the marginalized and his role as the Savior for all people, Jew and Gentile alike. Luke's meticulous attention to detail and historical context enriches our understanding of Jesus' ministry and the cultural backdrop of the time. His parables, such as the Good Samaritan and the Prodigal Son, underscore the themes of grace and redemption. Acts continues the story, documenting the birth and growth of the early church. Luke chronicles the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the bold preaching of the apostles, and the missionary journeys of Paul. Through these accounts, we witness the transformative power of the gospel and the fulfillment of Jesus' promise to build his church. Paul, formerly known as Saul of Tarsus, wrote numerous letters to early Christian communities, addressing theological issues, ethical behavior, and practical aspects of church life. These epistles form a significant portion of the New Testament, offering deep insights into Christian doctrine and the application of faith in daily living. Romans, one of Paul's most comprehensive letters, lays out the foundations of Christian theology, including justification by faith, the role of the law, and the assurance of salvation. Paul's eloquent exposition of the gospel reveals the depth of God's grace and the transformative power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. In his letters to the Corinthians, Paul addresses the challenges and controversies facing the church in Corinth. He offers guidance on issues such as spiritual gifts, unity, and love, culminating in his famous discourse on love in 1 Corinthians 13. Paul's pastoral heart is evident as he seeks to edify and encourage the believers to live out their faith authentically. The general epistles, written by various authors, provide further instruction and encouragement to early Christians. These letters address practical issues of faith, warn against false teachings, and emphasize the importance of perseverance and godly living. James, the brother of Jesus, wrote an epistle that emphasizes the practical outworking of faith. His letter is filled with wisdom on living a righteous life, addressing topics such as controlling the tongue, caring for the needy, and demonstrating faith through actions. James's straightforward and convicting style challenges us to live out our faith with integrity and compassion. The Book of Revelation, authored by the Apostle John, offers a prophetic vision of the end times and the ultimate victory of Christ. Filled with vivid imagery and symbolic language, Revelation encourages believers to remain faithful amidst persecution and to look forward to the new heaven and new earth. John's vision of the glorified Christ and the final triumph of God's kingdom provides hope and assurance of God's sovereignty and justice. The Bible, though written by many authors over centuries, stands as a unified testimony to God's eternal plan of salvation and his unwavering love for humanity. Each author, inspired by the Holy Spirit, contributed to this divine narrative, using their unique voices to convey God's truth. As we study the scriptures, we are invited into a deeper relationship with God, discovering his heart and his purposes for our lives. The diversity of the Bible's authors and their backgrounds highlights the inclusivity of God's message. Whether kings or shepherds, scholars or fishermen, God used ordinary people to accomplish his extraordinary purposes. Their stories remind us that God can work through anyone who is willing to be used by him. In reading the Bible, we encounter the living Word of God, which has the power to transform us from the inside out. As we meditate on the scriptures and allow them to shape our hearts and minds, we become more like Christ, reflecting his love and grace to the world around us. Let us cherish this precious gift and commit to studying and living out its truths every day. At the end of this enlightening journey, if you feel inspired and would like to continue exploring these divine truths, don't forget to subscribe to the Bible Glow channel. Your questions and comments are always welcome as we grow together in faith. May God bless you abundantly as you seek him with all your heart.